This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia launched a record 90 Shahed drones over Ukraine during the early hours of New Year's Day. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
According to the regional military administration head Oleg Kuyper, a 15-year-old boy was killed and seven more people were wounded after falling debris from a downed drone hit a residential building in the city of Odessa. Meanwhile, four people were killed and 13 more wounded following Ukrainian shelling on the Russian-occupied areas of Donetsk. The attacks follow a series of heavy aerial bombardments that began on Friday when Russia unleashed an 18-hour attack that one Air Force official described as the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Strong earthquakes have struck off the coast of western Japan. As AP correspondent Donna Water reports, it set off tsunami alerts.
People were told to evacuate seaside areas following the series of quakes, one of them with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6. Japanese public broadcaster NHK TV warned that torrents of water could reach as high as 16.5 feet and urged people to head to high land or the top of a nearby building as quickly as possible.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said his military should, quote, thoroughly annihilate the United States and South Korea if provoked. State media reported Monday that Kim made the order during a meeting with commanding army officers the previous day. In a five-day ruling party meeting last week, Kim said he would boost national defenses to cope with what he called an unprecedented U.S.-led confrontation. Foreign experts say Kim is expected to ramp up weapons tests in 2024 ahead of the U.S. presidential election in November. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Denmark's Queen Margaret II will abdicate on January 14th after 52 years on the throne and will be succeeded by her eldest son, Crown Prince Frederick, she announced on Sunday. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reports.
The 83-year-old monarch said the decision was influenced by her health. She underwent back surgery in February, which had given her cause, she said, to think about the future and whether the time had come to lead the responsibility to the next generation. Margareta ascended the throne in 1972 and, following the death of Britain's Queen Elizabeth, became the longest-serving monarch in Europe. She was recently part of the creative team behind the ballet The Snow Queen at Copenhagen's Tivoli, helping to design the set for the performance.
I'm an old, old woman by now, but it makes me feel young.
Denmark's Prime Minister thanked the Queen for her lifelong dedication to duty.
Flora Bradley Watson from Reuters. Pakistan's counterterrorism police said they arrested nearly two dozen members of the outlawed militant group, the Pakistani Taliban, which has been behind several deadly attacks across the country. Acting on intelligence information, the arrests were made in the eastern Punjab province over the past 2 weeks, the provincial counterterrorism department said in a statement Monday. The Pakistani Taliban is a separate group, but allied with the Afghan Taliban. The statement also said Mohammad Arzad and alleged chief commander of the banned Baluch Nationalist Army, which mostly operates in southwestern Baluchistan province, was arrested. With the start of the new year, Muscovites enjoyed the bright and festive decorations in the streets of the capital on Sunday and said they hoped it would herald an end to war. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
There were no fireworks in Moscow again this year on Russia's biggest family holiday, but in almost every other way, the capital is as bustling as at any new year before the war in Ukraine. Anna, a Russian who was out enjoying the decorations and festivities, said, quote, I believe that this will be a new, interesting, and rich year. And of course, I wish for peaceful skies above our heads, unquote. Last year, the fallout of what Russia calls its special military operation, which had begun 10 months earlier, dented Muscovites' appetite for entertainment. This year, only soaring prices are dampening the celebrations. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A survey of factory managers in China shows manufacturing contracted in December in the latest sign that the world's second largest economy remains sluggish. The official Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, fell to 49 last month, and what officials said was evidence of weak demand. It was the third straight month of contraction. The PMI is on a scale up to 100, where 50 marks the cutoff between expansion and contraction. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.